Welcome to Torah Imecha Nachyomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Zipporah Weinberg, and today we will be studying the Navi Yeshayahu, Perek 51. This Perek is a continuation of the last Perek, Perek 50, and as we have noticed, the Prakim were not divided by Jewish sources, rather by Christian editors, who divided them at odd points. Truly, this Perek belongs to the previous one, and it is a continuation, as we mentioned, thereof. It is also a part of the Haftarah to Parshas Ekev, like the last one. It actually started back in Parak 49, Vatomer Tzion Azavani Hashem. As we recall, we left off last with a choice to the Yirei Hashem, to continue to listen to the voice of Hashem. Those that fear Hashem should do so. And here they are addressed again. Shimu Eli Rodfei Tzedek Mevakshei Hashem Habitu El Tzor Chutzavtem Ve'El Makeves Bar Nukartem. Listen to me, you who pursue justice. I want you to make sure that you realize that the place that you came from, the rock that you were carved from, the quarry that you were dug from. Here the Navi wants to emphasize that the covenant that Hashem has with his people never included a divorce, a krisus. Look back and you can see that we were always meant to be born into this concept of being Hashem's people. Habitu el Avraham avichem, ve'el Sarah techolelchem, ki echad kirasiv va'avarchehu ve'arbehu. Look at Avraham, your father, and Sarah, who brought you forth. How beautiful this equation of the two of them. And then, ki echad kirasiv, both of them together, I called one. And I blessed that union, and I made it into many. The bris that I have with Avraham Avinu, remember, was before Har Sinai, was before we were given the mitzvos. And it was therefore not tied to any commitment and not earned through action. So this is part of the Navi convincing Bnei Yisrael and reminding them that this connection cannot be broken because it's not contingent upon behavior or deeds. It preceded the concept of deeds and schar and onesh. And more than that, why should we remember Avraham and Sarah particularly? They were the first believers. They had many reasons to despair, to give up. They were old. They were childless. They were lonely. But they were unified in their aloneness. They were Ivri on one side of the divide when the rest of the world was on the other. They were unified in their mission to spread Hashem's light to the rest of the world. And since you descended from Avraham, you're also part of that unity, ki echad kirasiv. You have to believe in Hashem, even if the rest of the world doesn't, and your job is to reveal Hashem's presence to the entire world. And you have to know that this will take place. Hashem will come, and Hashem will comfort Zion. And the words that follow are very known to us, and they're the end of this Haftarah. Ki nicham Hashem Zion, nicham kol charvoseha, Vayasem midbara ke'eden va'arvasa kegan Hashem. Sason v'simcha yimatze va toda v'kol zimra. The Haftarah that begins with the distance felt by Tzion towards Hashem ends with the idea that Hashem never left and that Hashem will heal all of our heartbreak. When Hashem comforts Tzion, He will comfort all of her brokenness. He will create the midbar into a Gan Eden. Arvasa kegan Hashem, the dry parts will turn into a paradise. Sason v'simcha yimatzeba, once again, happiness and joy will be found in her, and the sound of music. The Ramban says, we see within this pasuk the future redemption too. Zion will turn into Eden, when before the chet of Adam, animals were tame and never predatory. During the time of the Geula, the nature of Eretz Yisrael will change. It will ascend to a level of innocence and purity where no evil can exist. The following psukim refer to what will happen when Mashiach comes, le'asid lavo. Hakshivu elai ami, ule'umi elai ha'azinu, kisora me'iti seitzei, u'mishpati la'or amim argia. Listen to me, my people, and give an ear to me, my nation, because Torah is going to go forth from me to bring my way to light for the people. And in a moment, I'm going to bring it. The Rashi on Shir HaShirim says on the words Yishakeni Minashikos Pihu, may Hashem give us again from the kiss that He had given to us. Al Shem She Nasan Lahem Torah So, because Hashem gave us His Torah. V'diberi mahem panim al panim. And at that moment that Hashem gave the Torah to us, He spoke to us face to face. V'osam dodim odam arivim aleihem. And those moments of love and joy are still sweet for Bnei Yisrael. Mikol sha'ashua, better than any delight that they could possibly have. U'muvtachim me'ito lo'ofia od aleihem. Liva'er lahem sod ta'ameha u'mistar tzifunoteha. Umechalim panav l'kayem devaro v'zehu yishakene minishikos piu. Because we are promised from that time that Hashem will once again appear to us to teach us the secrets of Torah. And that is the Torah that we're talking about here. Ki sora me'iti teitzei. What is that Torah that Hashem is going to give us during the times of the revelation, during the times of redemption? That Hashem promised to reveal to us again that sweetness of understanding the depths of Torah, just as it happened in Har Sinai with the moments of Anochi, which were those kisses, the Nishikos Pihu, that are referred to in Shir HaShirim. The Pasuk in Echa, Perek 2, Pasuk 8, comes to describe the nadir of the Chorban, the lowest point, which is when Malka v'sareha bagayim ve'ein Torah. Ein Torah, it says, when the dearth of that sweet taste of Torah is gone. So, Karov tzidki yatz'a yishi uzro'ai amim yishpotu. Elai iyim yekavu ve'elzro'i yeyachelon. The triumph I grant is very near, and the day I bring the Yeshua is so close, it has already begun. The next psukim from 6 to 9 talk about the impermanence of the cosmos in the face of Hashem's position as eternal creator and redeemer. Se'ula shamayim einechem, v'habitu el ha'aretz mitachas, ki shamayim ke'ashan nimlachu, v'ha'aretz kabeged tivle, v'yoshveha kimochen yimusun, v'yishuasi le'olam tihyeh, v'tzidkasi lo sechas. Hashem is saying, look, there are those who, instead of believing in Hashem, decide to place their faith in the constancy of nature. Look at nature. Heavens, in fact, can melt, and the earth can wear out, and those that live on earth can expire, but my victory lasts forever, and that will stand eternally. Shimu elayo de tzedek, am torasi bolibam, al tiru cherpas enosh, umigitufosam al techatu. But those who know righteousness and have Torah in their hearts, torasi bolibam, meaning they didn't just learn it, but they internalized it, they don't fear those who embarrass them and curse them, because all of these will be eaten like clothing by a moth or a worm. And so they fear nothing because they only fear Hashem. Ki chaveged yochlem ash, v'chatzemer yochlem sas, v'tzidkasi le'olam tihyeh, v'yeshuasi le'dor dorim. Because even though these clothing can be eaten up and they will eventually expire and be destroyed, my triumph will endure forever and my redemption throughout all the ages. And so the Navi continues to say, Uri Uri Livshi Oz Zeroa Hashem Uri Kime Kedem Doros Olamim Halo At Hi Hamachzeves Rahav Mecholeles Tanin. Wake up, wake up, clothe yourself in garb of splendor. Just as in Mitzrayim when I came to save you, you believed in me. And just as at Kriyas Yamsof, you believed in me, and in that schus you were redeemed in that merit. So too here as well. It can happen. Wake yourself up, arouse yourself to emuna. Believe in me, and the next thing can happen. Ufduye Hashem yishuvun, uva'ut zion berina, v'simchas olam al rosham, sason v'simcha yasigun, nasu yagon v'anacha. So too, the ransomed of Hashem will return and come with shouting back to Zion. They will be crowned with everlasting joy. They will attain happiness and gladness, while sorrow and sighing will flee in its face. And now the second half of our perek, also a haftarah, this time the haftarah of Parsha Shoftim. Anochi, anochi, hu menachem chem, mi at v'tir'i me'anosh yamos, umi ben adam chatzir yinasein. I am the one who is comforting you. What ails you that you should fear it? A person who's going to die? Mortals who fare the same fate as grass? It is Hashem who's going to be the one to bring the redemption. And this is fascinating that Hashem is accepting upon his own self the responsibility of consoling us. After the Nevi'im finished giving comfort, he himself wants to do it. The Psukim continue. If you're afraid of mortals, What ends up happening? Vatishkach Hashem osecha, noteshamayim, vioset aretz, vatevachet tamid kol hayom, mibnei chamas hamitzik, kasher konen lahashchis, vayei chamas hamitzik. When you forget Hashem, who stretched out the skies and made the earth strong, then you live all day in constant dread of the rage of some oppressor who comes to cut you down. But where is that oppressor? How important is he? He's no one. So quickly the person who is afraid is freed, and he's not cut down, and he's not killed. He shall not even want for food. That person that was so fearful before and so afraid ends up being freed by Hashem. V'anochi Hashem Elokecha, roga hayam, v'yehemu galav, Hashem tzivako shemo. Because I am Hashem who can stir up the sea and roaring waves. I am Hashem whose name is tzivakos. V'asim devarai beficha, v'tzel yadi kisisicha, lintoa shamayim, v'lisod aretz, v'lemar letzion ami ata. I have put my words in your mouth, in the Navi's mouth, and sheltered you with my hand. I, Hashem, who planted the skies and strengthened the earth, have said to Tzion, you are my people. And then, wake up, Yerushalayim. Hisoreri, hisoreri, kumi Yerushalayim, asher shasis miyad Hashem, es kos chamaso, es kuba'as kos hatar ela, shasis matzis. Hashem here is acknowledging the pain and suffering endured by Klal Yisrael. Wake up, because you, who from Hashem's hand have drunk the cup of his wrath, Kosatar Elah, referring to the anger that Hashem has meted out upon Klal Yisrael. You have drained it to the bottom, to the dregs, the cup of reeling. And this is the kuba'as, the goblet, that is drunk by those who suffer, in metaphoric terms, in galus. Ein menahel la mikol banim yalada, ve'ein machzik biyada mikol banim gidela. Tzion has no one to guide her. From all of the sons she bore, no one took her by the hand of everybody that she reared. This is the experience that Klal Yisrael felt in galus, and Hashem, who comes to be menachem them, is acknowledging every bit of it. Shtayim hine korasicha mi anudlach. Hashod v'hashever v'hara'a v'hacherev mi anachamech. Two things have befallen you, rack and ruin. Who can console you? Famine and sword. How can I comfort you? Banayich ulfu shachvu b'rosh kol chutzos keso michmar hamle'im chamas Hashem ga'aras elokacha. Your sons lie in the corner of every street, like an animal, like an antelope caught in a net, and they're drunk with the anger of Hashem and the censure, the rebuke of your Hashem. Lachen shiminazos aniya ushichuras v'lo miyayin. Therefore, listen to this, unhappy one, who are drunk but not with wine. Klal Yisrael in times of galus are intoxicated, confused, disoriented. And even in the Gemara in Erevin 64, Salch Dalet, it speaks about the excuse a person has for not concentrating during davening in galus, because galus, exile, puts a person in a stage of distraction to the point of confusion. And so Hashem is acknowledging and noticing and realizing and kaviyachal internalizing all of the pain that Bnei Yisrael endured. Ko amar Adonayech Hashem velokayech, Yarivamo, hinela kachti miadech es kos hatar ela, es kuba'as kos chamasi, lo sosifi lishtosa od. And so Hashem said, that cup, that goblet that you're holding on to, and you can't leave it go, you're not able to liberate yourself from the trauma of thousands of years, you're unable to accept the comfort as long as you're holding on to it. It has to be Hashem who's menachem you, because he's the one who's going to say, I'm taking it away. I'm grabbing it out of your hand. Stop holding on to the pain. The time has come to accept the comfort. I am doing it. I'm the only one who won't let you focus on the pain anymore. Let it go. V'samtiha biyad mogayech asher amru l'nafsheich shechi v'na'avora v'tasimik ha'aretz gavech v'chachutz la'ovrim. I will put that cup in the hands of those who torment you, who have commanded you, lay down so we can walk all over you. And that made you make your back as if it was the earth, the ground, like a street for those to pass by. So here, when Hashem is the one who is Menachem, Hashem is the one giving the consolation, he not only frees you from that existential trauma that you've held on throughout Galus, but he also shows you that vengeance is at hand as he passes that cup to those who deserve it. Thank you for learning together. Le'ilui Nishmas, Riva Schwab, Rivka Bas Alexander Sender.